The prodigal son has returned to Washington State. Yes, as I was on my mini vacation over the weekend, Cooper Kupp ended up signing with the Seattle Seahawks. It's a 3-year deal worth a reported $45 million. $15 million a year is actually a lot for Cooper Kupp. I'm impressed. I'm not mad. But the question about the contract details, we honestly don't know how much guaranteed money is here. Is it just 1 year of guarantees and then they'll take it from there? Would not be surprising if that's the case because he is entering his age 32 season. And we also have an indication based on how Sam Darnold's contract is structured that this could be the case for Cooper Kupp. I'll get into Darnold in a minute because I also wanted to talk about what we found out about his contract. But let's talk about Cooper Kupp. He's at home. This is his home team. He, of course, went to Eastern Washington, but also, you know, was born in Washington State, Yakima. So this is a homecoming of sorts in a lot of ways for him here, which is pretty awesome to see. We knew he was very unlikely to leave the West Coast and honestly just sticks in the NFC West. Now, in terms of the fit, it's a bit of a head scratcher for me because you kind of already have this player. You have a younger version who is very much on the upslope of his career, budding star in Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And I very much do view them as cut from the same cloth. In fact, I look at Cooper Kupp as sort of the elder statesman of this type of player. Amon-Ra right now is sort of the elite version of this type of player. And then you have ascending guys, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Ladd McConkey, that sort of slot, short and intermediate guy, but with a little bit of juice, maybe can run after catch. Just going to be as steady and as reliable as they come, and very likely we'll see, you know, triple-digit catches in a lot of seasons over the course of their career, right? That's just that type of player. Cooper Kupp was the most recent example at the elite level, of course, coming off of that 2021 season where he won the Triple Crown, but he's very much on the downslope of his career. And yes, it's weird seeing him and Jaxon Smith-Njigba on the same squad. Like, who mans the slot? I guess you can move things around and both can at various points, but I feel like both of them are going to be most effective out of the slot. So how do you maximize that? And then when you look at the third receiver, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you very much have a downfield guy in Valdes-Scantling. So overall, it's a little bit of a weird fit, but I can't necessarily knock the Seahawks for addressing a position of need. Now, could they have potentially signed Tyler Lockett at a discounted rate? Maybe, but maybe they just aren't interested in that. So I guess that's beside the point. Now, I will say this. We do see things spiral very quickly in the NFL. And the cautionary tale, I actually talked about this on my SiriusXM show today, is Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson went from being an elite fantasy producer, and then 2 seasons later, he was out of the league. Now, he was an elite fantasy producer at age 31. Cooper Kupp, really the last time we saw him producing elite level was age 29, and he missed a lot of games. He missed 8 games that season. He only played 9 games. Of course, 2021, he's 28 years old. That was a Triple Crown winning season. With Jordy Nelson, though, he was 31, huge numbers. Then the next year, there were quarterback woes in Green Bay. Then he was out of Green Bay. He went to the Raiders, and that was his last season in the league. It happens quickly. That's the moral of the story here. So Cooper Kupp, we started to see some decline in 23. Of course, that was the rise of Puka Nacua. And then last year in 24, he wasn't even a 1A to Puka Nacua's 1. He was very much a number 2, he being Cooper Kupp. Very much a number 2 in that offense. The decline set in. You know, we saw him catch 67 balls. I mean, which is solid in 12 games. Don't get me wrong. The volume was still there. But he very much took a back seat to Puka Nacua. So we have a declining player who's going to be 32 years old, who may be miscast in terms of his position in an offense that we really don't know what it's going to look like with Sam Darnold under center. My advice here, obviously, if you had Cooper Kupp in Dynasty, you definitely missed your window to trade him away. Maybe there's a little bit of a value bump here where you could maybe get something for him if people are buying that this is a good move. I'm not really sure, my finger isn't on that pulse. But in redraft, the player I want in this offense is Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I don't have to get him in every single draft, but if I get my fair share of Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I'm going to be pretty happy. I'm going to let somebody else draft Cooper Kupp in every one of my drafts. I'm not talking best ball. Obviously, that's different. You want exposure to everybody or a lot of players, not necessarily everybody, but you get what I'm saying there. As far as redraft, though, somebody in our home leagues is going to take Cooper Kupp, and they're going to feel darn good about it because of his name. But an aging player with declining efficiency in a questionable situation is not the thing the fantasy championships are made of. Now, as far as Sam Darnold is concerned, I mentioned his contract actually is pretty insightful. So he did get 33.5 average annual, just over $100 million on the contract. However, the only thing that's guaranteed fully is the first year of the deal, $37.5 million. He does get an additional $17.5 million guaranteed, but that comes the week after the Super Bowl, so in February of 2026. If he craps the bed this year, doesn't work out, okay, the Seahawks could walk from this deal. Like, let's say they don't make the playoffs. They could walk from the deal. They could cut him before that, and then he's a free agent. And yeah, $37.5 million, not ideal, but it isn't the end of the world. There have been a lot worse deals given to quarterbacks. Cleveland Browns, I'm looking at you. So not terrible there. And for Darnold, I mean, he gets 37.5 fully guaranteed for a year. He gets to prove it. And honestly, if he proves it, they probably rip up the final 2 years of the deal and give him a much longer term deal. So he makes more money that way. So approve it for him. Seahawks giving themselves an out. I mean, it's actually a pretty interesting deal on both sides, but I'm sure that the contract structure for Cooper Kupp is going to have something similar to it where, hey, if he, you know, it proves himself after this year that he's still got it, then they can keep him around for a little bit longer. They're not going to do a long-term deal with a 32-year-old wide receiver, but still, that's something we could be looking at there. As far as Darnold is concerned, it helps getting another weapon in the offense, but he's still a back-end quarterback too for me right now. Not super high on him, but not necessarily low. I just think he's more of a super flex guy. That's what we'd be looking at there. All right, now I'm back in full swing here, and we're making the push to the NFL draft. In the meantime, ftnfantasy.com is the website, @JeffRatcliffe on Instagram, @JeffRatcliffe on Twitter. I'll be back soon for another one.